Today on Be'ez Hashem we learned the Flamed Gimel of Masechtas Nedarim. Some of the topics we will learn about include, as per the Gemara, the Ran summarizes that there are three levels of Mudr Meichel. Neidr Mimeichel. The Neidr states Mimeichel only from food. And also El Bechil Bovad. He's only prohibited to eat his food, but Mutr Bechol Davar, he's permitted in all other benefits. Hanoas Macholcha Alai. The Neidr states, the benefits from your food are prohibited from me. Asr ba'achila, v'lilis chitin al gabe makosai. He's prohibited from meichel, actual eating, and from hanom meichel, other direct benefits from food, such as applying chewed wheat kernels to his wound, since it heals. However, mutra afila bekelim sho'isin oichel nefesh, because that's indirect benefit. Ba'oimer hanoa hamaviyah l'day macholcha olai. The Mishnah's case, in which the mudr meichel prohibited all benefits that cause benefits of food, he is therefore asr bekelim sho'isin bem oichel nefesh. He's prohibited in utensils that are used to prepare food because it's hano hamavia l'de achila. Then there is mudr hano, who is forbidden in all benefits. Therefore, drisas haregel, bekelim shein oisin bem oichel nefesh, walking through the friend's property and using the friend's utensils that are not used for food preparations. A mudr hano is asr because yesh bem hano, these are benefits. However, mudr meichel is mutr because einu mevil de'achila. These benefits do not affect food. However, v'chol davar shein oisin by oichel nefesh, mokim shemaskirin k'yetz ben aser, where these utensils are usually rented, the mudr meichel is also prohibited to borrow utensils that are not used for food purposes, because hano hamevil de'meichel hu, the mudr benefits from not having to pay the rental fee and can use it to buy food. Regarding Hamudr Hanah Mechaveiroi, one who is prohibited in all benefits, the Gemara will offer two explanations for that which the Mishnah teaches, that nevertheless, Shoikoloya Shikloi, the Madr may pay off the Mudr's obligation for the Machza Shekel, Upereya Schevoi, and the Madr may pay off the Mudr's loan, Umachza Labridasoi, and the Madr may return the Mudr's lost item. The Gemara cites a Machlekes Chanam Mechacham, whether Mavrich Ari Chashem Mahani. Perei Chayvai only removes the milva, the lender's demand for the payment, which according to Chanan is not considered a benefit, because lav midi yavlei, the madr does not actually give money to the mudr. Pruta de Rav Yosef. There is machlekes in Baba Kama, nun vav, regarding someone who is waiting to return a lost article. Rav Yosef holds that he is a shomer sachar, because while watching the item, he is occupied with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and he would be exempt from giving a poor man tzedakah based on ha'esig mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. This pruta that he saves is considered a significant gain to render him a shomer sachar. However, Rabbah holds that since it's lo shchiach, it's not common that a poor man will come just then, he is merely a shomer chinam. This question is relevant regarding mudr hanah, whether he is benefiting from the madr.